Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today on a Thursday. Looking forward to Monday Night Football. Week 10 starts tonight. Elliot Shore Parks will join us coming up in 1 hour. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni later in the show. We haven't heard from him in a while with the Eagles on their bye. You people later on, some great prizes to give away. And today, Major League Baseball free agency starts. Big, big decisions for the Phils. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
I know I was talking about it at a break, but I feel like it's going to be upset tonight in Thursday Night Football.
Money line, Douglas, on the Raiders.
I think I'm taking the Raiders tonight.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I'm in.
I think I'm taking the Raiders tonight.
Okay.
They're 2-6. They're about due for an upset. There was a lot of upsets last weekend in the NFL, man.
There was.
So I woke up this morning, and that was one of the first. I was like, you know what? It feels like it might be a Raiders day.
Well, it's interesting you use the word.
What that money look like.
Yeah, well, it's probably a good money line. I don't see it, but it'll be fun. And Week 10 starts tonight in the NFL. Also, Major League Baseball free agency starts later this afternoon. Hugh, we know there's huge decisions for the Phillies. I mean, as big of decisions they've had to make in a long time. Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. JT Realmuto's a free agent. Ranger Suarez is a free agent. We found out yesterday Harrison Bader, and that was expected.
Kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
right.
Decline his player option. He's going to become a free agent, too, to make some more money. So they have big, big, big decisions to make. But they also have this other thing, like kind of this elephant in the room that really they created a couple weeks ago with the Bryce Harper situation. And it's going to be interesting to see what plays out from here. And from my perspective, there is nothing for the Phillies to do besides go about their business and try to create the best baseball team with Bryce Harper on it and try to go win a World Series. But, you know, Hugh, when this came up a few weeks ago, you had a thought on how the Phillies could kind of rectify this situation.
Yes.
And now that free agency begins, I mean, if they are going to listen to you, it could be the first domino to fall in this whole operation here.
Yeah. I'm feeling like in order, like there was a lot said. Now, this is, follow me, people, because I know y'all probably think, especially after the Midwest thing that happened earlier this week, y'all probably think something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm telling you, it's not. It's the way that I feel about it. And shout out to the dude that wanted to have that conversation last night at the bar.
Yes, by the way, thank you to everyone who came out to our Birds at the Bye at Chickie's yesterday.
Time.
It was awesome, and obviously raising money for the Travis Manion Foundation.
Really,
great
really
time.
Didn't. I mean, I argue with Kyle every day. I don't have the energy to sit at the bar and argue with you about my take.
But we appreciate you coming out.
But I appreciate you coming out. And Joe's looking at me like, what are we doing? But anyway, it's one of those things where there's a lot said. Weeks after the season, weeks after the Philly season ended, right? There was a lot of bad blood between Dombrowski and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper came out and talked about how he gave his blood, sweat, and tears for this team.
Stop.
And am I lying?
No, but it's just the blood makes. Yeah, I mean, come on, he's playing first base.
Did he not fall into the dugout in Cleveland and almost hurt himself again when he came back and played first base? Am I not remembering that correctly?
He did.
I mean, okay, like, yeah. So my story tracks.
Sure, go ahead.
Blood, sweat, and tears for this team.
Yep.
And you had the audacity, you had the nerve to get out there in front of all them good people and talk bad about me?
Yeah.
This feels like a financial apology.
What?
Yeah.
So you think the offseason should start with Bryce Harper getting more money?
I think that's what the offseason is going to start with. Mm. Because look at it like this, Joe. Follow me. Follow the team.
I'm trying, but it hurts.
It's okay. Bryce said what he said, right?
Yes.
Then everybody got quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up this morning and I turn on my television that does not have ESPN, by the way, because, you know, that's another story.
Well, that's a big problem with Monday Night Football coming up.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm trying to wrap it all in. But I saw that they've had the dates for spring training and everything.
Everything. Right? Yeah. The offseason has begun now. Yeah.
Yes, it has. I feel like it's going to start with a financial apology to Bryce Harper.
So a contract extension for a guy that has 6 years left on his deal.
He's wanted one. Yeah. He's been asking for one for the last couple of years. And this conversation has gotten eerily quiet over the last couple of weeks. Well, I know there's a lot going on, but it's gotten quiet.
It has. So it started loud, and it's gotten quiet. Let's kind of go through it, and we'll react to all this. And I have something strong to respond to Hugh Douglas, what he's trying to put out there in the universe, because this is insanity. Can we hear from Dave Dombrowski, end of the season? This is what started all this, that Hugh Douglas now believes should lead to a financial apology. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski when the offseason began, Phillies get knocked out, and Dave was asked how he would assess Bryce Harper's season. Here's what Dave Dombrowski said.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, Nick, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. And if I'm the Phillies, I can't pay someone if I don't know that they're going to be that guy ever again. Bryce Harper, of course, the comments that Hugh Douglas is reacting to. This is to The Athletic a couple weeks ago. Quote, I have given my all to Philly from the start.
My blood, sweat, and my tears.
Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. So, look. You're not the only person I've heard say this. I've heard people say, you know, give more money, give him the contract extension. I was listening. I was in the car the other night, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, recently, when this all went down, and I was taking my kids back and forth to swim practice, and I was listening to Fritz at 6.
Fritz, okay.
And Fritz at 6 was dropping the just pay him, no big deal, give him extra money. Are you guys crazy?
No, listen.
You guys are nuts.
You have to read the tea leaves, Joe. And it might not sound like it's a lot, but saying that something made you feel uncomfortable, that's usually the telltale sign that I need more bread.
Oh, listen, I understand what this is about. I don't care. I know Bryce Harper wants more money. He's asked for money for years here.
Because I could just see him saying, I'm so uncomfortable. He grabbed it. Yeah, hey, Kyle, you see the hand on the chest? Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to oh, my gosh, all of you today.
And then... Because Dombrowski already turtled up. And then you know what he says? Mm. I'm sorry, Bryce. How can we make this better? $50 million.
Okay. Well, you work on your acting skills, million. And Bryce Harper works on
annually.
His.
Annually. That's right. Annually, right?
No, like 50 annually?
Well, no, it's like you tack on, like he gets like, what, 25, 30?
Yeah, 26.
So on average, we want to, you know, give him a little bit more bread.
No. You got anyone who, I'm speaking to all of you people out there, anyone out there that wants to give Bryce Harper more money right now, you've lost your minds. Look while we can go through his feelings, can we talk about some facts here? He signed a 13-year contract. He said he wants no opt-outs.
Yes.
Once you have the opt-out for the player is an ability to renegotiate, basically, right? To mm-hmm. reestablish your value and to get more money to extract it from the team. A couple years ago, Manny Machado, who signed at the exact same time as Bryce Harper, same class, same draft class back in the day, that the Phillies were interested in both players. Machado negotiated an opt-out. And guess what he did to the Padres? He opted out and they gave him a brand new contract, but he got an opt-out. Bryce Harper said, I don't want an opt-out. 13 years. Well, you don't get to then do this nonsense in the middle and get more money. So, number one, he signed up for 13 years. Number two, he wanted no opt-outs. Number three, can we please wake up? He is in decline. I don't think he's done as a good player. I think he's going to be good for a little while here. But his days as an MVP of the league are probably over. We like the idea I'm going to pay him more as he ages does not line up for me.
You know why it lines up? Mm. Because of what transpired after he said what he said. Dave Dombrowski went out there and backtracked mightily.
Yeah, he's trying with damage control now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He felt like, see, this is, I think that's the part that you're missing. And this is why I feel like Bryce sits in the catbird seat when it comes to that. Because you were adamant. And there were also, me recklessly speculating, there probably was some conversations being had behind closed doors, sure, about potentially, you know, re-signing Bryce. And I feel like that's why Dave felt so strongly about saying some of the things that he said at the end of the season. But when Bryce Harper retorted and said what he said, he retracted it immediately.
Yeah, of course.
And then it got quiet.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it was one of those, well, hey, we don't have to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Let's sort this out. And Bryce said, there's only one way we can sort this out.
Money.
And you could figure out how you want to do this, yeah, but that's the only way. And his, you know, his agent's a pit bull.
Oh, he's great. His best agent.
He's one of the best agents in the game. Yep. He gets people paid. So I would not be surprised that before, I'm gonna put a date on it, before spring training starts, Bryce Harper gets an extension.
You want me to walk off the show in the middle of a show? I will lose my mind.
And me and Kyle, we'll figure it out. But you'll be back. We'll give you a moment.
I probably will come back. But
no, you'll come back. We'll give you a moment.
Yeah, that's,
but that's going to happen.
It'd be ridiculous if it does. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Hugh Douglas thinks the Phillies should give Bryce Harper a financial apology.
No, I don't think they should. I think they are.
Well, they shouldn't, is the bottom line.
I think
line.
They are.
The bottom line is no. Again, the contract was signed. He signed it. He wanted no opt-outs. He has not played his best baseball here in the last year or so. The idea of doing it now with 6 years left on the contract is preposterous to me. If there were 2 years left or one, all right, then we could talk about where you're at, how many more years we want to keep you. Also, has anyone thought about the can of worms this opened? Anytime the Phillies say anything about a player, oh, I'm hurt now, give me more money. What if Dave Dombrowski's honest about Trey Turner? Yeah, this contract's probably not going to age well, might not play shortstop much longer, and then he wants more money because of it? Like, what are we doing?
Who cares about Trey?
Well, no, I don't care about Trey, but the bottom line is this is, you can't set a precedent of 6 years left on a deal to give out extensions. There is not a single reason for this other than he wants it.
Well, but Bryce is kind of an unprecedented player in terms of what he means to the organization. Nobody else on the Phillies means as much as Harper does.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but they've reinforced that.
Yeah.
They reinforced
it the day they gave him a 13-year contract.
Well,
I mean, like, that's a two-way street.
No, that's an enforcement. The reinforcement is keeping him happy.
Exactly.
Reinforcements.
Well, so hold on, because you speak in facts today.
Oh,
honestly.
My God.
And I know the term financial apology.
It's going to be a long day.
The financial apology part's tripping everybody up.
Yeah.
But, like, because that sounds crazy. And granted, the phrasing of it is kind of crazy. But I don't think it's unprecedented to give players contract extensions or give them more money for the purpose of keeping them happy and keeping things quiet. Like, the Eagles did this with Saquon this offseason. They got out ahead of him probably asking for more money after the season that he had just to keep him happy. They did this with A.J. Brown. Gave him a little bit more. They gave him an extension after they gave Devontae Smith an extension just to keep him happy. Now, granted, A.J. Brown is psychotic, and he has been crazy ever since then. But that's just, you know, I mean, that's who A.J. is. And I understand the point that you would probably make that neither of those two things have really worked out,
right,
and it's tied up money to both of those players. But here's the difference, though. This is football. There's a salary cap. Like, if you want to tell me they could have had that money to spend elsewhere, you would be correct. That's not the case in baseball. John Middleton can do whatever he wants. He can give Bryce Harper this money and add whoever he wants to this team. Like, I think priority number one is making sure that whatever the hell is going on with Bryce Harper is done with. Just put it to bed. If you want to give him 2 years, $50 million at the end of the contract, I don't care. Like, these years at the end of his deal, at the end of Trey Turner's deal, they don't matter. These guys are going to be limping up and down first baseline.
they do matter. We're going to have to watch them.
I know, but we're already locked into that. Locked into that.
That's going to happen.
I'm worried about the now, what's going to matter these next 2 years. Like, if Bryce Harper, if the reason Bryce Harper's been a little bit more mopey, less fiery over the last few years, if it's because of the contract situation, go put it to bed. Just end it. It's the financial apology thing that I totally understand is tripping everybody up. But I think what they need to do is just get this thing out of the way.
You guys are going to, I'm going to lose it today. I need everyone's help. 215-592-9494. I got both of these guys here saying, hey, Bryce Harper. No, he gets more money and he'll like it. He's got 6 years left on his contract. He's been a great Philly and it's worked out the contract so far. I was in favor of the day they gave it to him, but I was part of the reason I was in favor of the contract was he's out of here or this is over when he's 37, 38. Who wants 41-year-old players? You know what 41-year-old players look like? Crap. Like they, I don't want to watch him at that stage of his career.
How long was Pujols in the game?
Probably right until about 40, 41. And he was limping around the last couple years.
Yeah,
limping.
With the Angels, right? It was the Angels.
And then the Dodgers at the end.
Yeah.
He was fat and slow and couldn't move. I mean, you guys have lost your minds. All right. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. I just make it very clear. I wouldn't give Bryce Harper an extra dime. Also, isn't this for when he wins a World Series? Like, Kyle mentioned the Saquon Barkley thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to give Saquon Barkley an extension.
He's coming off Super Bowl.
Coming off a Super Bowl in one of the greatest seasons of all time. Like, that was hey, maybe we actually undervalued you. You're worth more than that. You know, here's a couple more dollars. All right, I didn't love it, but I understood it. What, Bryce Harper coming off a series where he hit 200 against the Dodgers? And he, again, didn't hit 30 home runs in a season? Why am I paying him? Because his feelings are hurt? Yes. This is Major League Buddy stuff. I mean, Kyle hates Major League Buddies, but this is complete Major League Buddies.
This is the bed that I feel this is the bed that the Phillies made.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you came out with a strong proclamation at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You proclaimed that he was, and I'm ad-libbing a little bit, he was washed. He's probably not going to be the player that he once was. You thought it was going to challenge him.
Mm.
And make him work harder.
It went the opposite.
It went the opposite way, especially when you start invoking the fact that you were hurt early in the season and you talked about how much you have sacrificed to be here and you talked about how you had a no-trade clause.
Right.
So you have to read between the lines in situations like
this. Oh, I'm reading the same way you are and I'm choosing
and
to ignore.
But see, and this is where the Phillies messed up. Instead of standing on business, like I said, they immediately came out and said, hey, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, they're trying to calm it down that way.
Yes. And now I'm pretty sure, what's his name? Scott Boras is sitting back there and like, hey. And Bryce has nothing else to say. He said what he had to say. Mm. His agent is going to work his magic now. And that's where it's going to be. There's a financial apology coming.
All right, last thing, and then all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Kyle's right. There isn't a salary cap, right? There's a luxury tax. The Phillies go over it. They spend as much, you know, almost as much as anyone, not named the Dodgers. They'll spend as much as the Yankees and close to the Mets and all that. But they do have a budget. They don't tell us what it is. It's not capped. That's not the rule of the game. They do have a budget, right? They haven't gone above whatever they've gone to, $300-ish million. Like, every dollar they spend on one player, they can't spend on another. Like, if Taijuan Walker and Nick Castellanos weren't on the books, I think they were more likely to spend on another star this offseason. They do have whatever their budget is.
Well, so, like, I got an idea.
To give him more money. Like, imagine this offseason, Bryce Harper gets an extension. They're on an extra $150 million on there.
Hmm.
And Kyle Schwarber walks away because the Cubs outbid the Phillies by $50 million. Like, I can't live with that.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Adjust your budget. Look at what the Dodgers just won back-to-back World Series because they're spending more than anybody else. If we're going to compete with them, we might have to adjust that budget anyway.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, but that budget doesn't have to include more money for a guy under contract for 6 years. It shouldn't. Chris in Middletown kicks us off here on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. What are we feeling here?
With all due respect, damn you, Douglas. You know, Hugh, it's been a hell of a week. Loser vibes from you. You know, and then today you just hit a new level of insanity that you're exposing us all to as listeners.
What do you mean?
Torches are starting to come out, and the chants are getting louder to Rob Lincoln.
Tiki torches?
And, you know,
you know what chants he's talking about.
Why are you upset with me for speaking truth?
By the end of the week, you're going to see, which is tomorrow, Hugh, which is probably your last day, you're going to start seeing signs across the street saying Fire Hugh, okay?
Oh, like the old school Fire Howie signs across the Schuylkill.
Yeah. You know what, guys? There's no way we're extending this guy. Let me remind you, he's 33 years old. He's on a 7-year contract that's left. 7 years left to a 33-year-old with $196 million, okay? Here's my offer to Bryce. Here's what I'll offer to you. Bryce, you want something? I got something for you. I'll give you 4 years, $48 million per year, okay? I'll let you capture most of your paycheck, but it's in 4 years because I want to get your old carcass out of here sooner than later. But there's a no trade clause, or we lose the no trade clause. Sorry, we get the option to trade you if you want. You lose your no trade clause. Your money puts you right up there with the top guys, so you could puff out your chest. You're right up there with Otani. You're right up there with Soto. But if we want to trade you, we can trade you. So you know what? Other than that, you be quiet and you don't go do your job. Because here's the problem with this guy and his contract. It's not just one man in one position. He is clogging up two spots. We lose the option right now of re-signing Schwarber as a designated hitter because we know Bryce is so injury-prone, we have to keep that spot available for him. So he's clogging up two spots. He limits what you could go get out there in free agency because of that. He whines and complains because he's got to approve it, and they got to play positions that he approves. So you know what? I got a message for Bryce, okay? Bryce, you know what? If you don't like it, shut up and just play because you're getting paid, okay? Do your damn job and keep making your millions and live like a king and continue to live in la-la land where you feel like you're a victim. To the rest of us people, this is a bunch of bull poop, okay? Stop wearing other teams' damn colors. It's not slick. It's stupid. Grow up.
Yeah, Chris, good phone call, man. Hey, you know what? It is amazing that you would throw this idea out there months after the rivalry pack. I mean, that was as dumb as anything I've ever seen an athlete do in terms of a uniform.
I'm gonna kill him with this.
Oh, it was the worst. I am continuing to comb through that article with his quotes. Quote, from changing positions to coming back early from injury, I show total commitment to my team.
Yet there is still
trade talk.
You hear it, Joe. You hear it.
And he's playing you like a fiddle. The Phillies like a fiddle.
No, you hear it. Yeah. You hear it. And it's not so much what he said. It's the way they responded. Like, that's the thing that I think we're tending to forget. Bryce Harper has had a lot to say on this team for the last, four or five years that he's been here? He's had a lot to say.
Seven years.
And you've given him that cachet. You've given him that rope.
Yeah, but at some point you got to take the rope back
And Joe, you tried to take it back in the press conference by challenging him, and it backfired. And you know where it really backfired? Instead of you letting it play out, letting it breathe, you immediately went back on the air. You found somebody's podcast, no disrespect to the podcaster, and walked your comments back immediately.
Foul territory. Eric Kratz, who's been a guest of our show.
Yeah. No disrespect to Eric and his podcast, but the point I'm making is this. You felt so compelled because it made Bryce that upset that you went and found somebody that you knew that could get the message out there quickly.
Yep.
That's a checkers move. You know, you started off playing chess.
But what are we playing now by giving extra money?
You're playing, hey, my bad. Like my bad, dog. I didn't mean to make you upset.
Yeah.
That's basically what you sound like.
Yeah. The whole thing, look, free agency starts today for Major League Baseball. We'll get into some of the particulars with the Phillies. We'll have a big board coming up in a little bit on players we want the Phillies to actually go add to this baseball team or re-sign. So a lot to do. News on Bader. News on Jose Alvarado. Baseball free agency starts today. We'll get to some Eagles stuff with Elliot 11. Your phone calls. Let's start with this. Should the offseason start with a Bryce Harper contract extension? Yes or no? I it's a complete and total no for me. I'm a fan of the player. I've been a fan the whole time. I want him here. I think the Phillies can still win a World Series with him, and I still think there's good baseball left in Bryce Harper. But I'm not adding years to a contract that has 6 years left. There's no way, no how. Hugh thinks it's coming here, a financial apology to Bryce Harper. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear what Jason Stark said in his podcast, how he interpreted Dombrowski's comments, and we'll do a little something different for a giveaway today. We have 2 4-packs of Flyers tickets available today. We're going to the game on Wednesday, December 3rd. Go to the game with the Midday Show. We'll tell you about that next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football is in full swing, people, and let's be real. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for that bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet will play on, with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app. Oh, and the payout speed is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must have read my mind. I was like, we're going on. We need some apology music up in here.
Yeah. You guys are off the walls today. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Song fits. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. So this Phillies offseason, which begins in earnest today, free agency starts later this afternoon. So the Phillies start it by giving Bryce Harper a contract extension, which he clearly wants. I mean, this has been going on for years. And the whole thing this past month, the back and forth, Harper's emotional quotes, and Dombrowski saying what he said. This is an easy no for me. I wouldn't pay Bryce Harper another dime. He's been a great Philly. Let's keep him here. I'm good keeping him on board. He's got 6 years left of the contract, but I am not paying him any more money. Hugh Douglas thinks it's coming. Kyle Quinn is on board, and I'm going to lose my mind. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, and we got to tell everyone about an incredible pair of prizes we have to give away and how we're going to do it today. Hugh, we do want to get serious just for a second and wish our condolences. Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland, 24 years old, second round pick last year. He made the play on Monday night. I believe he recovered the ball in the end zone for the touchdown on that block. He passed away. 24 years old. He passed away. The announcement came out this morning. The Cowboys put out a statement. Adam Schefter said, like, it's out there now. So, just a complete tragedy. And we wish him and his family just the best. This is sad. 24 years old, Hugh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. For a young man that's just starting out his NFL career, and you just never think about it like that. But yeah, blessings to his family, man. Prayers up to his family.
Yeah, our hearts go out to the Cowboys and Marshawn Nyland and his family. Steve in Egg Harbor is up on WIP. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. I'll tell you what, you're 100% right, Joe. Giving this guy a contract extension is foolish. He's going to be 40 basically when this thing is over. I mean, in my opinion, his best years are behind him, and he's got injured every year, I think, for the last 3 years. I mean, I'm sorry. The best contract the Phillies have signed, in my opinion, in the last 4 years was Kyle Schwarber. I mean, look what the guy's done, man. He's got like 180-something home runs or something like that. And I mean, it's crazy. Why would you sign somebody who's 33 and give him more money at the end of a contract when, let's face the facts, he's not going to be worth the money he's making probably in 3 years?
But you know what, Steve? I hear what you're saying, but think about it like this. The way, not so much what he deserves, but how the Phillies are handling this. They came out in the first press conference, and they were somewhat heavy-handed when they talked about, you know, what Bryce Harper was this year. And immediately after he made his comments, they walked it back instead of just saying, hey, it is what it was. So that's kind of the perspective I'm coming from.
Let me tell you something, man. People are just too damn soft anymore, man. This town, our town of Philly, has gotten soft. Our athletes have gotten soft. These guys are pampered. Give him, you know what? I'll give him some Pampers and some toilet paper to dry his eyes if he's crying over $25 million a year when there's people out there who are starving.
Steve, I agree with this. The whole thing is soft. Steve appreciates the phone. Anyone that votes yes on this, it's soft. I mean, the idea of paying this guy is ridiculous.
I'm just trying to tell you, man.
Well, I don't agree.
Like, you agree. You agree with paying him, so obviously you don't agree with that.
But like, I wonder how many people here that are going to be against this Harper contract were okay with extending Saquon.
Well, you know I wasn't.
Well,
so at least
I know you weren't. You're at least
consistent. Don't give out money willy nilly.
I understand.
I wish I knew somebody giving out money.
I would say I think this would be a smarter move than extending Saquon. Extending Saquon ties you up in a salary cap league,
and he plays a position that at any moment it could be over.
Right.
Which and he's not has been
like,
as good this year.
This is basically like hush money.
Hush money?
Yes.
For Dave Dombrowski just speaking his mind? Hush money? Yes.
Hush money for Bryce.
He spoke out of turn,
yeah,
though,
but
Joe.
Hold on. But let's not forget that Bryce and Boris have been sowing the seeds for this for 2 years.
They have.
So, like, when you kind of unpack it, maybe Dombrowski was finally firing back at them.
He was.
Bothering him for 2 years for more money.
He was.
Okay.
And you know what he did? Then he turtled up. That's the problem, yeah. Joe. You've given them. See, your best bet was to, when you went in that press conference and said what you said, you should have came back and said, I said what I said. Mm. But you immediately went back and was like, hey, I didn't mean it like that.
You kind of brought up the Foghorn Langhorn. I said what I said.
Hey, but you was like, hey, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's a great player. He's a phenomenal. You weren't saying that a couple of days ago. Mm. Like, that's where the financial apology comes in at for me.
Can we just be, sorry, honest about what MLB contracts, like these long MLB contracts, like really are?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Those last few years on contracts for these players of this age are basically just those are years to keep the player comfortable.
I agree
because they're not so like. Yeah. But that happens in all of these baseball contracts.
But we started here. He got 13 to begin with.
I get that, but really, what we're talking about are years and dollars that don't matter.
Yeah,
they didn't matter before. They don't matter now.
So I tend to agree with you when you have one of them on your team. You like guys. I expect to be here, not just doing a talk show, but be alive like in 6 years. Do you want to watch the Phillies with 40-year-old Bryce Harper and 40-year-old Trey Turner?
I got bad news for you. It's happening anyway.
No, but we don't. But we can cut off some of that. I can't fix the Turner deal. You know, I had a magic wand 3 years ago, but I don't have to give Bryce more money.
You know what will make those times feel better?
What's that?
If we win a championship now, because we have a happy Bryce.
There it is. Now the only way they'll win is if he's happy. How about he just gets out there and hits the baseball?
It's not the only way, but if I can do a little thing. Howie yesterday was talking about any little edge that you can have to help you win, you do it.
A happy Bryce Harper is that edge.
Bryce is a happy life.
You guys are nuts. I also, let's take into account the other people on the team. Like, imagine if they do this today. We get the announcement today. The Phillies have extended Bryce Harper's contract 2 or 3 extra years. And then they're playing hardball with JT Realmuto. They're playing hardball with Kyle Schwarber. I'm like, what are we doing here?
So you think that JT or somebody will be like, well, you didn't do that to Bryce.
He wasn't even a free agent for 6 years, and you just handed him more money. Also,
well, you know what you do. You say, well, hey, maybe you need to get Scott Boras as your agent.
Yeah, okay, but maybe they all do because Scott Boras is a hell of an agent. I just want while we're pointing out facts and truth here, go back in time. Go back to the day he signed here, 13 years. Imagine if I said, you know what? Halfway through that deal, they're going to give him more years. And you know what you'd say, wow, how many MVPs does he have here, Joe? I'd say, well, one. You'd say, wow, how many World Series have we won? I'd say, well, none. And you say, well, he must have like the best stats every year. He must be like one of the top two or three players in baseball. And I'd say, well, he's only played 150 games in a season once as a Philly. He's only driven in 100 runs once as a Philly. He's only scored 100 runs once as a Philly. He has 230 home run seasons in 7 years.
And I let Bryce hear you say that, Joe. He won't call.
Oh, facts. So if he doesn't like facts, he can call. He can tell Matt Gelbaugh his feelings. He has one top five MVP finish.
You standing on business.
I mean, come on. Again, I don't want to get rid of the guy. I'm happy he's here. But more years and more money?
I'm just trying. You see, this is where I feel like you have to take the emotion out of it and look at what's already transpired, Joe. The fact that we've seen these press conferences before. We've seen managers, GMs,
yeah,
people call folks out and say that they have to play better, right? Or they need to do this, or they haven't done that, or whatever it is. I've never seen anybody walk back those statements as fast as Dombrowski did. Like, that's a fact.
Sure.
And that's what I'm looking at, and that's why I feel so strongly about this, because everything you said is true. The fact that Bryce has been trying to work this new deal or trying to get more money for the last 2 years has not worked out in his favor, and it's kind of quieted down. But when you go out there and you publicly, for him, humiliate him the way that you did, this is what you get when you walk it back the way that you did. You've given him power.
You know, what happened to a sit-down, like, you know, two people sitting down, Dombrowski and Bryce sitting down and say, and Dombrowski says, you know, Bryce, I'm sorry for
we
that.
We tried that.
Yeah.
They tried that. They tried that behind closed doors. Mm. And when Dombrowski went out there and he fired that first salvo,
yep,
this is what happens. And then Bryce says, I've put my blood, sweat, and tears
here we go
into this. And this is how you repay me? Starter pack. I came with the starter
rivalry
pack.
No, nobody liked the starter
for
rivalry
you
pack.
People.
It's rivalry pack.
The rivalry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let get it right.
Get it right. Okay, cut, go. I came with the rivalry pack.
Oh, that's not how this works.
Yeah, this is live radio. We don't cut here. We can't cut. We can dump things. You might have to dump me if they pay this guy.
I gave you people the rivalry pack.
Yeah.
I had you walking around in overalls all for like the last 2 years. And this is how you repay me. Well, I never. Mm. I'm hurt.
This is a joke.
I'm hurt.
This is a joke. All right. Can we hear from Jason Stark unpacking the Dombrowski-Harper back and forth here? Let's hear Stark.
Okay, here's my impression, Doug.
Yeah.
I think there will be fallout, and I think Dave doesn't mind that fallout. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Dave didn't know that it was going to create this kind of firestorm, but as a longtime Dave Dombrowski observer, and I think he's great at his job, it feels to me like nothing comes out of his mouth that he hasn't thought about, that he doesn't want to come out of his mouth. And I think he definitely wanted to send some sort of message to Bryce. And I don't think he fully explained what that message actually was, but he got Bryce's attention. He got it.
So I agree with Jason there. To me, the message was stop asking for more money. I mean, like, you're obviously not playing at an elite level right now. So there's just no way we want to pay you. Stop asking. And it turned into I'm hurt. So now if they look ridiculous if they pay him now. That's where I'm at.
I think that's where we are though. I think that when you have Bryce feeling the way that he's felt about this, that's where you are. Because he feels like, to me, like he's an emotional guy.
Mm.
For him to do that.
I agree with that.
Because if we're being honest, we all went into this postseason knowing, and I felt that, I'm like, to ask Bryce to be the guy that he's been in the past, I think that's a little lot to ask. Especially when you talk about the year that he was having. I think that was a lot to ask. I think that the other guys, the supporting cast, were supposed to be the ones that should have stepped up. And for him not to realize that is telling.
Yeah, I agree with that. A message was sent there, and now the whole thing has become a whole thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Patricia in Huntington Valley is up on WIP. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
How you doing?
What are you feeling here, Patricia?
I am feeling Joe's way. I just, it's just ridiculous to think that Bryce Harper, it's just a case of diminishing returns. His age, I mean, I can't believe he's not in a bat brace the way he hits the ball so violently. And I can't believe that nobody has brought up the issue somewhere in the mid-season where he was at the plate and got hit on his right elbow. And it's like, why is he wearing the guard that on his surgically repaired elbow, and now he's out again, injured? It's just and the wrist. It's like, what are you doing here? And then to turn around and say, like, oh, you know, I want more money or I want more time. It just doesn't work out. Look at Bryce, Mike Trout. You know, like, all those years, you just can't keep a player out there that long and expect them to perform at a high level.
Patricia, I think it's a great point to bring up his swing, and how long already he's been in the major leagues, Patricia. Because I'm not sure how much he has left in the tank, like to let alone to add, you know, years to his contract. Patricia, great phone call. I think it's a good point to bring up to this. You know, some players age really well, and some players don't. And you don't really know. It's a kind of a guess. You kind of hope. You look at their work ethic, their body, injuries, all that. But this stat, our guy Tucker put this up around the time of the press conference. Bryce Harper is the 12th player in the last 35 years to have this many plate appearances by this age. Like, because he's been in the big league since he was 19 years old, right? Mm-hmm. He's played a lot of baseball. Of the other 11, of the 12, only one continued to be an elite hitter as he got into his late 30s. So, like, he's played a lot of baseball, Hugh. He has a lot of swings on that back and his body. I don't even know what the next 6 years are going to look like. So to add two or three to that, it's just bad business. And I just don't think it's the right thing for the baseball team here. But we'll see. Scott, that's right. Let's go to Scott in the Northeast. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Scott, what's up?
Scott?
Kind of leaning towards you on this one. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to add years? Why can't they just give him a raise?
Where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
Right?
So you want to just pay him more money per year on the contract,
yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah.
But why are they doing that?
Because that's what he wants.
Didn't he kind of bring this franchise back a little bit a few years ago?
Yes, he did.
All right, I think we're being we go a little bit over the top of
are
this.
We? Yeah. Are we?
A little bit. A little bit.
How?
Well, hold on. Time out.
They signed him, how many more season tickets did they sell?
Wonderful. I was there opening day 2019. I loved it, Scott. You're right. If Bryce Harper brought excitement back to Philadelphia. But can we take a deep breath on him saving baseball here? He was here in 2019. He was here in 2020. He was here in 2021. Right. Scott, how many playoff games did they have those 3 years?
To be honest with you, I don't remember.
You don't remember because there were zero. They didn't start winning. Can we just be real? They didn't win a damn thing until they brought Schwarber in the door. Not a damn thing.
Mm.
So for as much as Bryce Harper took them, they were 500 with Gabe Kapler and Odubel Herrera in 2018. They were 500 with Bryce Harper in 2019. I mean, come on. We act like this guy walks on water and saved the franchise. I mean, they didn't win a damn thing until they brought Schwarber in the building.
Never said he walked on water.
Okay. Well, you said.
Okay, but he couldn't do it alone either.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
And they brought someone in to help him. Number two is $5 million, $6 million more a year.
Gonna hurt anything. Ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Scott, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you. You know what? It's a fair point.
No salary cap.
So next year, when Trey Turner has an up and down season, and Dave Dombrowski says, "I don't know about Trey," and then Trey says, "You know what? My feelings are hurt. Give me $10 million. What are we gonna do then?
No, we all know Trey's not Bryce. He's not as important.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to run a baseball team. You're not as important.
Tell him that you didn't put as many fans in the stands as Bryce Harper. Okay. Now let me ask you a question, Joe.
Yeah.
When you go in and ask your boss for a raise, he'll say to you, "Why do you think you deserve a raise?"
Sure, that seems like a fair back and forth, yeah.
Okay, fine. Bryce Harper could say, "I don't know, how many more season tickets were bought that year?"
So that is
valid.
Okay. So but people weren't the stadium wasn't sold out in 20 and 21. Let me remove that. That was the COVID year. The stadium wasn't sold out in 19 and 21, guys.
Like in 2020. Yeah, unfair.
That's unfair. Scott, I understand your perspective and a good phone call. We can't pretend that they got him and this place was sold. 2019 down the stretch of the season when they were about to fire Gabe Kapler, there were a lot of empty seats. Bryce Harper was here.
I don't disagree, but I also think, because I'm going to spin this to another thing that I know is going to come up.
Yep.
What has he done to deserve it? He hasn't brought us a championship. You said they haven't won anything since Schwarber got here. It's almost like baseball players can't single-handedly deliver you a championship.
Of course
right?
they can. Yeah.
Okay. But like so like
but the
that's
idea
gotta
that
be
he
part
saved
of this
the franchise.
Well, he kind of did.
Well, that's what can I and I
He
know,
was the first domino.
If they chose Manny Machado that offseason, would the Phillies have been a lot less successful the last 7 years? I don't think they would have.
You know what I think?
I mean,
has Machado won an MVP?
He has not.
Did he hit Bedlam at the bank?
He has not.
Did he do the stare down for Arcia?
No, he did not do that.
Did he wear the rivalry back?
Have they been basically the same? Have the two teams been basically the same in the last 7 years? Yeah.
Neither well, one got ahead of the other one to go to a World Series.
Does he have a tattoo of Bryce Harper?
Basically the same.
Literally because of Bryce Harper.
Neither have a ring, and both are really good players.
Well, but neither have a ring because of the team. Like, teams win championships, players.
Yeah, we've made him a deity here where he is a good baseball player.
Is Kyle Schwarber coming here if Bryce isn't?
They paid him $80 million. I don't know, maybe.
He did get the Fanatic tattooed on his ass.
He did.
Now, wait,
is it actually on his ass? I don't think it is.
That's the story I'm going with.
Okay. Well, you go
with but here's the thing now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're at an impasse if you're Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Because you want a financial apology, right? And you have to ask yourself, after you got the tattoo on your ass, how far are you willing to go with this? Because if you get traded, right, you have a Fanatic tattoo on your ass.
It's true. He's stuck here.
Do you kind of...
Well, how much further can you go after the tattoo?
Okay, what is the...
Does he become the Fanatic?
What is the cover-up, though, for the tattoo on your ass?
I don't know, like, man.
What's the cover-up? You know what I mean? Because now you've got a Fanatic tattooed on your ass.
Well, he could get petty, and like whatever the mascot for the new team it is stabbing the Fanatic.
That's a good call.
That feels dark, actually.
Well, you know what we need to do next time, Kyle?
I'm not inciting violence on the Fanatic right now.
No, we would never.
We need Joe to be the general manager of the Phillies because that passion... Well,
you heard this guy's baseball takes.
Wait a minute. No, I'm saying as far as the passion goes.
We would have $300 million
to spend.
We would
have Juan Soto.
As far as the passion goes, when he feels like he's being slighted and talking to Bryce the way that he needs to hear.
Well, so I can. At least Dave Dombrowski's diplomatic. I just start yelling at things.
Yeah, you did kind of go.
Well, come on. Like, I just. All right.
Come on, big guy.
I need you guys to apologize to me. 215-592-9494.
You know we don't apologize.
No, you don't. All right. We got a four-pack. You know what we have today? We have 2 4-packs of tickets, Hugh Douglas.
All right. Clues?
No. We're giving everyone asked for a couple days off. I mean, like, after that stunt you pulled the other day, the whole audience said, please.
I don't care.
Please. All right, so here's what we're going to do today. We have a pair of 4-pack of tickets. We're going to the game on Wednesday, December 3rd. Flyers, Sabres, courtesy of the Flyers here. We're excited to go to the game. So 2 4-packs. So the best 2 answers we get today to this question. What is the dumbest thing you've ever had to apologize for? Because if Dave Dombrowski has to hand over $50 or $60 or $100 million for comparing Bryce Harper to Freddie Freeman or whatever the hell that was, that's a pretty dumb reason to have to apologize and spin out more money. The best answers we get, the 2 best answers, each will win a 4-pack of tickets today. Hugh, I'm sure you've had to apologize for some dumb things in your time.
Yeah, a few. A few.
Yeah, any lately?
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, can't say them on the air?
I can't say them on the air. I can't put my business out there like that, but yeah.
The dumbest thing you've had to apologize for. Best answer we get today. Best 2 answers, excuse me. We'll win the 4-pack of tickets to go see the Flyers with us coming up on Wednesday, December 3rd. Big Al in Mullica Hill is up on WIP. Hey, Big Al.
Big Al.
Hey, how you doing? Hugh said a few moments ago it's a lot to ask after the season if Bryce had to ask him to come through in the clutch. Well, it's a lot to ask for more money. I can see the ticket prices going up, up, and up. I'll tell you what, enough is enough, okay? And the reason he was taking the athlete side is because he's a former athlete, and it's all about getting paid. I played with the Globetrotters or the Generals, and I didn't make anything. I played for the love of the freaking game. And you know what? There's only one player that I really respect the heck out of, and that's a guy by the name of Dave Winfield, who had a bad season, and he gave money back. You know, it's just so ridiculous what these players are getting. To give them more money at this, and you signed a 13-year contract, live up to it, pal, and be a man, be a real man. Because look how many times this year in the playoffs he had a situation where if he came through, the Phillies would have scored and maybe won the damn thing, and he didn't come through.
He did not. Big Al, look, there's moments where maybe it feels like there's time to pay a guy extra. Maybe if they win a World Series or something. After this postseason we just had, it is not that time.
Big Al, can I say something real quick, though? Appreciate your contribution to the the Globetrotters and playing in the basketball league, because, you know, a lot of the guys that are playing now are standing on your shoulders. Always have respect for the ones that came before me. But the bottom line is this, Al. These guys are different now. And it's not so much – that I'm taking the athlete side of it. It's more I'm reading the tea leaves, Al. It's more me sitting back listening to how this whole thing transpired. Dave Dombrowski came out, and would you agree that he initially was trying to light a fire under Bryce for him to do better, right? That's what.
You know what he did. I think he spoke the truth because we don't know what player he's going to be in the future.
And you're right. And you're right. He did speak the truth. He spoke what he felt was happening that year.
Yep.
Bryce didn't take it that way. Now I'm with you when you talk about athletes are soft, because if it was me, I would have took that as a challenge for me to be better next year. Bryce didn't hear it that way. Bryce took it as an insult. And that's why I feel and the way that Bryce took it and responded, and then the way Dombrowski came back and responded, that's what makes me feel like they just want this to go away. They want Bryce to be happy. That's why they're going to try to give him more money.
Totally. Big Al, good focus. So what do you got for us? What's the dumbest thing you've ever had to apologize for?
Well, as I told your producer, I really can't stay on air the dumbest, but I'll go with number two. I've been a motivational speaker for years, and years ago I was supposed to speak at a high school, and the day before I go in and speak to the faculty, and I get a phone call about 3 o'clock, and the lady says, "Where are you?" I says, "What do you mean?" She says, "The whole faculty is in the auditorium waiting for you to come." And I said, "Oh, man." I felt it was such a sick feeling in my stomach. But the reason I did miss it was I went to a funeral and my life was on pause for a little bit.
Well, in retrospect, it's understandable that you were kind of off a little bit.
They're a dumb thing to apologize for going to a funeral.
Yeah, and we appreciate the phone call. If it wasn't for the funeral, then you can't just stand up the whole faculty. Yeah, but I think people
have something going on. Yeah. That we'll give you a pass.
I think people give you a pass for that. All right, 215-592-9490 for all your phone calls coming up. Elliot will join us. Well, his take on this and the Eagles-Packers Monday night, we'll get into that with Elliot as well next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I know by now y'all have heard me talk about Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey, just a little hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this year when you take it to the tailgate. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple of bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, always tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.